just want to touch on a few points about the Maror. So we're given in the Mishnah, we're given five different options to use for the Maror. We know we have a Masara, at least, or somewhat of a clear Masara, at least on the first three. The first one is known as Chasa, which was understood to be lettuce. Now, the Maror says the property of lettuce, the Maror, that it has to be that it's bitter. Now, lettuce is not really bitter. So, at least romaine lettuce, if you let it sit for a while, the flavor, if you let it continue to grow for a while, so the flavor changes to a more bitter taste. And even when you eat it, when it tastes sweet, or it doesn't taste bitter, it sometimes leaves a bitter aftertaste. So that is definitely a kiyum of the of chasa. They say over for Baron Cutler, he held that the iceberg lettuce was acceptable as well. I do not really have an opinion on that one way or the other. The next option in the halacha is endives. The third option is what is known as grain, which is which horseradish. All of those are valid options, but the Mishnah does say it's preferred to use the first option. So some people have a hesitation using the romaine lettuce, and they prefer using the chareen. The chareen clearly gives you a strong, bitter flavor. But besides that, the concern is about teloyim. There's an issue of multiple issues in the Torah of eating insects, eating bugs. Romaine can be a type of a vegetable which has the problem of being infested. So a person has to make sure that they do a proper bedika if they want to use that. So first thing I want to point out is you do not buy organic romaine lettuce. Organic is not, they do not use pesticides, and therefore there's the chances of being infested are much greater than regular romaine. Number one. Number two, certain brands tend to be cleaner than others, which means, that translates, I'm assuming that means that they use more pesticides. So I can't tell you in regards to your health, but in regards to the kiyum of the halacha, it's much better. You'll talk to the other parts of your doctor. So the process, if a person wants to check, if the best thing to do is the first to soak the lettuce in soapy water for a period of time. The soap gets helps the break the contact between the bugs and the lettuce. Then take it and run it, especially the area which is more problematic is the leafy part of the vegetable. So run it under a strong stream of water, rubbing your fingers on it, and it'll help get to release anything which is there. And then check it against the light. The colors of the bugs are green. So looking for green on green, it doesn't work so easily. But if you look against the light, with a light behind it, you're able to notice that there's some point which is something which is looks darker, or looks something significant there. You can then notice it, even though it's small, you can notice it against the light, and then you can check to see if it's a bug. If you take a batch and you check multiple ones of that batch and you find that in general there's not any problem, then there's a chazaka. You can assume that this batch is not been infested, and you do not need to check any further. It has to be that it came from the same batch. It has to be it came from the same. The issues of infestation depend on the moisture contents in the soil, the exposure to the sun, the wind, etc. Different sections of a field might actually, even in the same field, different sections of the field might actually have different levels of infestation. So if you get the same batch, it came from the same bag, you can assume it came from the same place in the field. If you check the few pieces together, you can assume that. If you get different bags, you can't assume that necessarily, even if they came from the same company, they did not come from the same field. The fact that you check this head over here and it came out fine doesn't mean the other head that you've checked is going to be fine. And this change is actually, besides, it also changes from week to week. Just an interesting anecdote. One year I got myself on one of these, the agricultural, the state agricultural list for regards to a vegetable. I was just curious to see, and each week I would get an email about the infestation levels, and they change from week to week. Each week is different, so you have to be aware that the fact that you checked it last week, the batch from last week, doesn't help you for this week. Each time it's a new check that you have to do. Have a good morning.